Hi everyone, today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone and iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. Today, let me give you examples of how to use the expression as though. Do you recognize those sounds, especially the last one? Though is spelled T-H-O-U-G-H. Listen again, though. We can use as though in many ways. It's as though, it sounds as though, it was as though, and the list goes on. Now, what does that mean? The title of this podcast sort of gives it away. Here's an example. Mary has a 3-year-old boy. She says that sometimes it's as though she has 2 children. Listen again. Mary has a 3-year-old boy. She says that sometimes it's as though she has 2 children. How many kids does Mary have? Just one. She has a 3-year-old boy. However, she says that sometimes it's as though she has 2 children. What does that mean? That probably means that she has a very active child. Maybe Mary's son is a handful. When someone is a handful, that means that person is difficult to manage, or that they get themselves in trouble a lot, or maybe they have a difficult personality, or they demand a lot of attention all the time. If you're responsible for looking after a kid who's a handful, you'll probably be very busy. Too busy to take care of anything else. Do you know anyone who's a handful? I think I know a few kids who are a handful. But anyway, back to our example. Mary's kid is probably a handful, so it feels as though she has 2 children and not one. It is as though she has 2 children and not one. How would we say that in Portuguese? We could say, a Mary tem filho, mas é como se fossem dois. We could also say, a Mary tem filho só, mas parece dois. It's as though she has 2 children. I live in a big city, but on Sundays, it's as though I'm in a small town. São Paulo is a huge city. During the week, there's a lot of car traffic in my neighborhood. It's really noisy and crowded. On Sundays, though, sometimes in the afternoon, it's as though I'm in a small town. Very few cars driving by, only a few people on the street, all very quiet. It is as though I live in a small town. I have a dog, but sometimes I feel as though I have a cat. Why? Because my dog is very quiet and she enjoys being on her own a lot. It's as though I have a cat. Last night I walked into a room full of flowers. The scent was unbelievable. It was as though someone had sprayed 10 bottles of perfume around the room. Since I'm talking about a smell or a scent, I could say the room smelled as though someone had sprayed 10 bottles of perfume inside it. Okay, and who knows what it feels like when you overeat? You know, when you're not even hungry anymore, but you keep eating and then your belly hurts. So here's another example. Last Saturday, Tom had feijoada, then a steak with fries. Ice cream for dessert. He felt as though he was going to explode afterwards. How about this one? Yesterday I tried to lift a suitcase, but it was too heavy and I just gave up. My dad then lifted the suitcase with such ease. It was as though the suitcase was full of feathers. It was as though the suitcase wasn't heavy at all. So, you have probably noticed that we can use as though in combination with many different words. If we're listening to someone talk about how they spent the entire morning boxing up old stuff that they're giving away to some charity, you could say, it sounds as though you worked really hard this morning. You must be tired. I said, it sounds as though, because my basis for that conclusion is the story I'm hearing. So, it sounds as though my friend worked hard this morning. In Portuguese, we would say something like, tá parecendo que você deu duro danado hoje de manhã. Right now, where I am, it sounds as though it is going to rain. I'm not facing the window, so I can't see what the weather looks like right now, but I just heard the sound of a thunder. So it sounds as though it's gonna rain. Tá parecendo que vai chover. Has that ever happened to you? You heard the sound of a thunder in the distance or the wind against the window, and it sounded as though rain was about to start? Talk to you next time.